evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 10-2-2020. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, let's just start the time out tonight. Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, will you go right now and provide President Trump a medical miracle and his wife Melania a medical miracle and all those that would have this COVID-19, this virus that was engineered to create a new world order for Lucifer and to go against you, Father in heaven and Lord Jesus. I pray that you would get him back and stand him up and remove the virus from him and return him to his campaign. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Our Father in heaven, in your name I pray. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it just interesting? If you just step back and look at the whole panoply here of activity, and you see, like on a stage, if you're up watching the production of a stage or a movie or something, what you have just seen is a complete flip of the entire deal, all right? And you see the fact that you now have Biden out giving speeches in Michigan, you see, still to a closed deal with no public there. But you now have President Trump, and you just have to, one has to think, who did they run in on him to give, who was the infecton? I don't think it's Hope Hicks. I think it's somebody that interacts with her and interacts with the president as well. Because there's no way that he's going to get it in a day or two from her, I don't believe. There's somebody else prior to that is what's done it. Is it somebody that is on the staff? Because, you know, that staff leaks like a sieve still. Is it somebody from their so-called national security office of their NSC, their party committee, who would just have been lovey-dovey with the president and been involved in every single aspect trying to impeach him and remove him? So you got 3 years of impeachments, and now it looks as though that maybe he was turning the tide, all right? And then they do the debate, and now Chris Wallace has been burying him all day long under the guise of being hopeful that the president will survive. And all I can tell you is this. Vice President Pence should be watching his six because Pelosi is waiting in the wings. And I guarantee you she's not praying for President Trump like she says she is. She's praying that she's going to be president of the United States. And then they can get Obama, you know, Obama, he's going to be the Antichrist, right? The abomination of desolation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. But I told you a long, long, long time ago that the wild weasel was headed to Function Junction. And the wild weasel was running, man. And that old Casey Jones was drinking the moonshine and was hopped up on the old methamphetamine. And there's like a dozen of them all around the trains. And the wild weasel jumps from train to train as they all head to Function Junction. Civil War. World War III, EMP lights out, or computerized lights out. This thing is going to be just like, guess who told you? Lord Jesus told you. And, you know, we can read it again, and maybe I'll do that. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. See, there's going to be wars, and people are going to die. But the end is not yet just based on that. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Do we have any of those three in the headlines right now? You got a total food shortage in all of South America, Africa. You're starting to see it in parts of the United States. They're talking about all kind of people. Do you think maybe that you maybe want to get one more can of chunky soup at least? Or a lot of them? Or any long-term storage food that you can get? And I'll tell you, what Jesus said all of these are, and then, oh, the earthquakes? Been a few earthquakes in the Salton Sea area, just exactly where allegedly the tanker and the F-35B collided there in the refuel deal, right? Now, if you looked at last night, you could look at the mimic, you could see this stuff happening. I went out into the Mid-Pacific domain. You see on the mimic, which is the University of Wisconsin, for those of you who are just tuning in, Tropic SSEC, you know, mimic, M-I-M-I-C, it shows the tropical moisture, but it also shows, interestingly enough, the scalar warfare ongoing. If you go out to the Mid-Pacific, and I'll do it right now on my own screen, let's see what we got here. Mimic, all right? We go to the Mid-Pacific, which is, you know, west of California and east of China, and you see the Hawaiian Islands there. You see this thing is just going wild weasel, and it's going back and forth. It's been going back and forth for a long time. It's slowed down maybe a little bit now that I've looked at it here right now, but no, not really. There's incoming and outgoing. We're shooting some. The Chinese are shooting back. And then there's also the energy, the white type, wraith type energy that's showing up to a certain degree, coming up from the South Antarctic regions. And oh, I'll tell you, let me just take a look at another one here. Let's see what we got for, let's see. Let's take a look at the west coast of the United States and see what we got. Where we're talking about the earthquakes, you see. Oh, yes. And they couldn't get any moisture in California or anywhere else because they're making sure that goes bye-bye and that they're sending in on up into Alaska and Canada, pushing it up with the pulses. Oh, yeah, they're hitting hard. There's big-time activity hitting into the Baja and hitting into California. And I'll tell you, pounding it. They're pounding up and down the fault lines, all right? And then they're pounding up into Cascadia. That looks like the Russians are hitting that, and then the Chinese are hitting it too. So if you can watch this shit, excuse me, in real time, this is on 24/7, you see? And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we are already at war. We're already at war. And the president's been taken to Walter Reed. Now I'm going to tell you, I pray that he recovers quickly. And I tell you what, if I would have been him, I would have been taking prophylactically the hydroxychloroquine, okay? I would have been doing that like he did before. But now he's been given the alleged new experimental polyclonal antibodies that are designed to help boost his immune to fight the system, fight the virus, and to reduce the viral load. Now, what was I telling you last night about reducing viral load? And I also told you about, and you should check any of this stuff, you should check with your doctors, physicians, whatever, your practitioners. But I'll tell you what, Mezzosilver, from what I understand, allegedly was bought by the pallet load of 5-gallon jugs, pallets of it, from Mezzo Silver to go for the first Corona SARS novel coronavirus in Hong Kong. And I do know that if you look the stuff up, and I remember seeing the studies from Arizona State, I believe, in the 70s, talking about colloidal silver, let alone the highest quality meso silver, M-E-S-O, meso silver, is produced by Purist Colloids. You can go to stevequayle.com, click through on the banner to meso silver. Frankie Keys runs that company. And they have the factories inspected, and everything is on the up and up and is done properly. Good stuff. They also have other, they have meso gold, all kind of different minerals or metals that they can do in the colloidal form. But the fact is that it will kill, according to the old Arizona State study, it will kill viruses, bacteria, and parasites, okay? It was used as the antibiotic and antiviral of choice by the doctors at the turn of the century. It does not, if you have the proper stuff, allegedly give you argyria, turn you blue, the blue man, and all that. It's better to buy your own, made by somebody like Mezzo Silver, who actually does have an FDA inspector in their factory by their request and choice. But it will help to reduce the viral load and the bacterial load, and will do that and provide you, in a sense, a front line of defense. Also, Dr. Cass Ingram, who is from up outside of Chicago in the suburbs. Not Long Grove, but the other one next to it over there. Buffalo Grove. And Dr. Cass Ingram, as I've told you before, was dying of some kind of a virus that none of his doctors in Chicago or his buddies could help. He went to Mayo's. Mayo's, basically after a long time of working with him, told him that they didn't know what to do for him and that he should go home and prepare, you know, for what's coming. He goes home and some neighbor brings him oregano oil, gives it to him, and it's from a Mediterranean oregano, and all of a sudden he starts to get better, and this unknown virus that he had back then that was killing him, he starts to get better, and it beats that virus. Dr. Cass Ingram, he wrote a book called Life-Saving Cures by Knowledge House. But anyway, he did research, found the best quality in terms of the highest level of carve recall, helped to invent a process along with North American Herbs and Spices to extract a 73% quantity of that. And then he does it in the oil, where you put drops of oil in a water juice or whatever. But it has that oregano smell, but you can also get it in the capsule form. I also told you that Dr. Cass Ingram has said that this thing will kill viruses, bacteria, parasites, and it will also is anti-inflammatory and will help lungs and breathing and all of that. So I take that. I heard Dr. Cass Ingram talk, all right? At a health food store. Anyway, the fact is that you can take, which is a natural type of a thing. The colloidal silver studies that were done, I believe, in terms of toxicity, how much colloidal silver would you have to take? And this is meso silver, but how much, which is a better quality, would you have to take before it was dangerous? And I believe water is at about 50 gallons a week you'd have to drink before water is toxic and would kill you. I think it's about the same for colloidal silver. But you can look that study up. Now, I'm not telling you to do it. You go check with your health care provider. But old Hawk is a-taking it, all right? Because he knows that he can reduce his viral load with the mesosilver and the oregano capsules. I also found the Whole Foods has a 70%, their own brand, 70% oregano, oil oregano capsule from Mediterranean sources. And I do take that as well. All right, I've taken that as well as Dr. Cass Ingram's P73 formula from North American Herbs and Spices. Now, I don't have anything with any of these people. I just am telling you what I've taken. And I've also found that I don't get the flu and I don't get colds, okay? So these are just ideas that I use, and you do whatever you want to do, and you check with your healthcare providers. But in my case, I've had to explain it and tell my doctors about it and give them the information, and they say, huh, well, you're right. I've checked into this Ingram. He was a big doctor in Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and, you know, and I heard his story, went to Mayo's, and then when he came back, his neighbor helped him with oil of oregano. And then he went on and investigated and started a whole company about it. Colloidal silver has been researched for years. That study, I think, Arizona State, or maybe it was Arizona University, but I believe Arizona State, was done, I think, in about 79 or something like that. They used to take, the old timers used to take a silver dollar, U.S. silver dollar, and they'd throw a couple of them down in the milk jugs as they were on the wagon trains to keep the milk from spoiling or to help keep the milk from spoiling, get bacteria in it, and also in the water jugs. So be that as it may, I'm telling you, anything that you can do to reduce your viral load and to reduce the inflammation would be most welcome, would it not? The vitamin D3. Why didn't they tell us, why didn't all these people tell us about vitamin D3 back in March and about zinc and vitamin D3 back in March? You know who did tell us about those? The people that were doing the studies over in France with the hydroxychloroquine, with the Z-Pak, the zinc, and the vitamin D3. And they still are not telling Americans to take all that, but now that's coming out with Trump, that they've got him on it and an aspirin. So now you're starting to hear stuff. I don't know in terms of what's going to happen, but I will tell you, I had some deep background information come in from a source out of the Taiwan area, and he says that the Red Chinese apparently are real close to getting ready to attack China. We've got the doomsday planes up, and we got one West Coast, one East Coast. That's E-6Bs, where they can prosecute a nuclear war on one of those, or Air Force One or Air Force Two, you see. Now, I will go back and I will have a caveat in all of this, because if you step back, the scenario is just primed. We still have all these people, Comey, Hillary Clinton, Strzok, Page, Rosenstein, all these other people, Brennan, Clapper, all these people, nobody has gone to jail or even been indicted. You got William P. Barr, who allegedly works for the CIA and used to work for him, but still carries the water. And I'm going to tell you, his guy, Bull Durham, bullshit, all right? Because he covered up for the Clintons back in Whitewater and for Poppy Bush back in Whitewater and all of that. And the Iran-Contra. And you know, that goes back to a time when Ronald Reagan had to go to Walter Reed. And then I also remember a time that when a certain body of JFK was on Air Force One and they took it and landed at Andrews Air Force Base, and there was the new president, LBJ, talking out front when you see people offload something at the back of the plane. And you remember the book Best Evidence. It was a Carolyn Graft history book, Best Evidence by David S. Lipton. And then Jim Mars Crossfire and Robert Groden and all the books that really give you the information about what's going on. But in Best Evidence, Lipton proved that they took Kennedy's body off in a cheap shipping coffin or in a body bag off the back of the plane while LBJ was speaking there, and then a helicopter lifted off from Andrews, allegedly, and went to where? The old Walter Reed, where allegedly they took the brain out of Kennedy's head, President Kennedy's head, out of his body, and then they rearranged the holes in the skull, did a little surgery on those to where you couldn't see from where the bullets came from, all right? And then the ambulance, which offloaded the big casket out of the plane and into a Navy ambulance, it then went and drove by a circuitous route to Bethesda, where there's this famous tower, the Navy Hospital in Bethesda. Well, now I believe that Walter Reed has built a new facility next door to the Navy Hospital in Bethesda, because I saw that same tower there. And then if you read the Best Evidence and see the videotape that David S. Lipton did with various people, and it was in the, you know, different information that came out about JFK, where the guys that did the autopsy there and all that stuff received Kennedy's body, came in a cheap shipping casket from guys all men in black from a black private hearse through the back door. Meanwhile, through the front door is coming in the big casket, but they bring it in, but Kennedy's body's already there. So then they have to keep Jackie out while they take the body out and all that, and then they switch it up and all that kind of stuff. And then the brain was gone. So I'm just telling you that this has happened before, and when you're dealing with Bethesda and Walter Reed, you're dealing with something that's really run by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They've not been real friends with this president. They've been part of the ones that are involved in persecuting him. And isn't it marvelous? Just marvelous. You don't see the Antifa and the BLM on the TV right now, do you? Maybe a little bit down in Louisville. But for the most part, you're not seeing it in Portland. You're not seeing it in Seattle. You're not seeing it in all these cities all over right now. And I pray that President Trump, that the Lord will give him a medical miracle and get him out of that hospital quick and get him back to work. And he can do the debate, do all of that stuff. But I'll give you another fact. And I pray that Pence is true. But I also know that he, staff of his, used to work for the Koch brothers, who President Trump would not take money from. So I pray that President Pence is good, and I think he is. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But at one point in time, I called him the hungry man, because I could see the hunger in his eyes to a certain degree. But at this stage of the game, I also heard Ralph Luntz today, who is one of the best pollsters around. And Luntz understands, and he had it right the last time. And he said that President Trump, when he talks about the economy, and the jobs is about 4 to 5 points ahead. When he talks about the COVID or any of that, he's about 10 points down to Biden. There's real trouble, but there's a sneaky, silent Trump vote. And at the last minute, what do? They take him out of the box. Then Biden comes out of the basement and is making forays, and he's got a new plane with Biden across on his big new plane, because he's been getting loads and loads, hundreds of millions of dollars, allegedly hundreds of millions of dollars from unemployed people, Antifa and BLM supporters, okay? For the guys who are off work, they're giving him money. It's being, I allege, and I suspect, and it might be allegedly being laundered. Is it coming from Soros? Is it coming from, I don't know, the big tech on the coast? Is it coming from the Red Chinese? Is it coming from the Rothschilds? And the Red Queen of England? So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that the Lord has told you what's going to happen. And what I just talked about. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And then Jesus says in the red letters, all these are the beginning of sorrows. It's just the beginning of sorrows. Then if we skip over in Matthew 24 to verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You know, you can read Matthew 24, you can read Luke 21. Luke 21 tells you who's going to betray you. So I think that preparation is the order of the day. And the first preparation is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because you're going to need him to overcome and to get through all the stuff that's getting ready to happen. Now, I'll tell you what, you should go to stevequayle.com. You should click on the upcoming banner there for the final warning, and you should, you know, click on it and get the streaming broadcast event October 16th and 17th with all the good people: Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Gerald Celeni, Greg Hunter, Brandon Smith, Dave Hodges, Mike Adams, Robert McGinnis, Lisa Haven, Daniel Holdings, and more people. Register up and get the stuff, and then you'll get the information downloaded that is going to be the final warning by these people . Shocking poll results. Brother Quayle's got up at his site, stevequayle.com, and incidentally he's got specials on his books as well. Special: buy two books, get one free. Special promo, stevequayle.com. And when you call them up or click on them, you can put in the little box there, Hawk sent me. Or you can call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And if you will tell them that old Hawk sent you, then I'll tell you what. Let them know and tell them to give you the best possible deal you can get. But the books are going to be important and very, very, very important as well. Now, if you've got all your preparations done, you have sufficient food and water for 3.5 years, let's say, of the tribulation, You got firearms. You got all of the medical supplies. You got your extra clothing, boots, ever. You got your firewood set up. You got you either your bug out location or your home all ready to go. You may have nuclear, biological, chemical gear. All of the preparations that you need to make, then by all means, order some gold and silver to use as a currency, Brother Quail. Renaissance Precious Metals. 406-586-4840. Tell them Hawk sent you. You'll either get Steve or his son Tyler or Daryl. My old buddy Daryl, who's been a manager for Steve for years. And you tell him that old Hawk sent you up there. All right? Now, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, if you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I pray that you do, anything is most needed and wanted. And let me keep hitting the old Lucy in the shins with the ball bat. Keep old Hawk in the game. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, is the easiest for me. We'll take a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to see the possibility of civil war. There's been poll results out showing that people in the United States are preparing for civil war, and you should too. You can say, well, we'll see, you know, but at the last minute, as you go out to try to buy a 223 rifle or get you some ammo, there won't be any. You go out to get you some long-term storage food, there won't be any. USGS says there's a 1 in 300 chance that the current salt and sea earthquake swarm, same place where the pilots went down, allegedly, near the salt and sea, that the earthquake swarm will be followed by a magnitude of 7 or higher on that fault line. And if you look at Mimic, they're pounding the faults all the way down from British Columbia all the way down into the Baja. And if that one goes big, maybe then you got a liquefaction quake in Seattle. Maybe the big humps and stuff and the volcanoes pop. Up in Northern California, Shasta and Hood, and Rainier and St. Helens, all of those. I pray they don't, but I'm going to tell you, if you read what Lord Jesus has to say in Matthew 24 and also Luke 21 and in Revelation, you read that, his red letter words, and then you go to what prescription he gives you, and you better have your lamp and extra lamp oil. That is a preparation prescription. You put on the full armor of God, but at the same time, you're not going to let and allow somebody to come into your home and take all your food that you have for your family, kill you, and then take your wife and your children, or for a lot of people out there, it's the woman who's going to fight, take your husband and your kids and do what they want with them. Remember years ago, long-term listeners, when I heard from the deep background, when they were talking about possibility of doing martial law in the United States, back about 204, 205. All right? And you remember back then I told you that somebody overheard a Canadian general talking about, you stupid Americans, when the time comes and martial law is declared, we're going to pull up to your house. We're going to come to the door and tell you to come and get on the truck. The first person, if you ask a question or if you say something that's not quite what we want you to say, then it's pop, pop, two in the head, and we will take your house, we'll take your children, we'll take your spouse, we'll take all your money, and we'll do whatever we want to do with them. And that was a Canadian general talking about that and overheard talking about that. Not a Russian general, a Canadian general. So I'm going to tell you, you better be ready at the get-go. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. And I'm talking about magazines. I'm not talking about one or two. If you got a rifle, maybe you need 10 or 12. You need fighting load where you got a butt pack and a belt, you know, a pistol belt. You got to have canteens and a bladder and all of that. And I know that the stuff today is different. But the stuff today is based upon the fact, the military is, that the military has great logistics and can provide additional ammo. But if you're going to go, like some I know that have been there, now, buddy, the scouter from Temecula knows how important it is when you're out in the deep, deep jungle and totally surrounded. How much ammunition you might need and how you're going to carry on as a grunt and fight what's coming. So I'm going to tell you what, you might need, you know, 300 rounds, you know, sitting there right on you. 10 times 30 or 360, 12 times 30. Yeah, it's heavy. Well, nobody can carry that, Hawk. Bam, bam, bam. Well, you better have it because if you're going to run, you ain't going to be able to load ammo boxes into the deal and then get stopped by the, you know, the checkpoint. You're going to go down through the alleyways. And you also ought to have, a level 4 or a level 3 vest. Level 4 vest, by the way, will take a 308 round. 30 caliber rifle round, and it'll hurt. It'll knock you down. But it won't necessarily kill you. You might have a big bruise, but you probably still be alive. And if you get up, I guarantee you're going to be mean enough to progress on to whoever did it to you and put them, make them die for their cause and their country. All right? It's like Patton said, you know? I remember an old Marine Corps recon, Jody call, you know, Lefty Right Alea call, you know? Up from the sub, 50 feet below, make a head call, and I'm ready to go. Grease gun, K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make men die. Keep it simple, you know? Don't have systems that are so sophisticated that you can't operate them. Been more people nailed with the, what I would call, semi-automatic variants of an AK-47. There's been more people killed with that peasant's rifle than any other thing. It's not quite as accurate. Boy, it doesn't get quite out there as far as the big good ones do. And man, oh man, it's a little bit heavier. But I'm going to tell you what, it can go in the mud, dump it in the creek, shake it up, shake it out, get the water out of the thing, put the mag in, pull the slide back, and it will rock and roll. I just am really worried, ladies and gentlemen, that they have taken Trump out of the game with some kind of a concocted plan of running an infecton in, not necessarily Heather Hicks being the infecton. But whoever may give it to her, it may have given it to President Trump. Is it somebody on the staff of the National Security staff? Is it somebody in the, quote-unquote, the laundry room or in the kitchen, you see? Was it somebody when they got there, did they put something on the railing of when they're using the things for the planes? They use the local stuff, right? Was there something on there that maybe shouldn't have been on there that, or something at the green room behind the stage, you know, or coming out of the deal into the airport? You meet somebody coming through the back door? I don't know. But the fact is, this thing is all flipped. And now we're talking about if Trump loses, you're talking about Biden. You're talking about a Kamala Harris administration. You remember Kamala Harris said the Harris-Biden administration, and then Biden said, well, the Harris-Biden administration, the same day. Remember that? And now Biden is talking about inshallah, inshallah. I don't necessarily think he's converted, but he's given signals just like allegedly the Joker Tut Obama gave signals when he used certain words, usually Arabic phrases or Muslim religious phrases in his speeches. When he used those, it was proven that he gave signals in certain cases for certain covert operations to take place. We've been watching this a long time. We've stopped a lot of stuff. All of you out there have helped to stop because you're aware, more aware of what's going on. But the fact of the matter is, you can just read once again. I'm going to read one or two of them here just for the heck of it. I must confess, oh, here it is. In the event I'm reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. That was Prince Philip, reported by the Deutsche Presse, Asian Tour, August 1988. But then he went on, and also he said prior to that in 86, when he said, I must confess that I'm tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus. David Rockefeller said, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and nations will accept the new world order. And here's old Poppy Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations, February 1, 1992. It is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. Oh, should we listen to all these ex-Bush staffers and everybody who worked for W or Herbert Walker, or they're all over TV? And oh, wasn't it interesting today? Perfect timing for Wolf Blitzer and CNN. Right before the helicopter took off, Marine One took off from the White House with President Trump. They had Bolton, of all people, Bolton, was talking with, you know, giving the expert advice to Wolf Blitzer about the White House and Trump. Here's what Ted Turner allegedly said in the Audubon magazine in an interview. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people. Total world population, 250 to 300 million people, not billion, million. A 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. So you see, you can see what the powers that be, you can see what they want to do. And these people worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. The Rothschild family claims descendancy, allegedly claims descendancy, from Nimrod and Semiramis, those the founders of the black magic on the planet. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this real carefully. I'm going to speak lowly now because slow. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're not right with him, you better get so quick. Or you just might not make it at all. Or if you do make it, you might go down the other direction. It's just incredible to me that at this stage of the game, we're allowing very wealthy and rich people to fund this left-wing revolutionary attack, communist attack on the United States. Oh, but oh, there's no rioting today. Oh, Biden's out on the campaign trail. Oh, yes. Talking about a Buy America program. Well, you know who instituted the Buy America program in the U.S. government? That was introduced and instituted by President Trump the first year of his presidency. It hadn't been done by Biden and Obama for 8 years. They wanted to buy it from China, allegedly so the Chinese could give millions to old Hunter Biden. Well, they gave him like a $1.2 billion or whatever it was to invest. He's such a great investor and expert on it. And he had a hedge fund, wasn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he have a hedge fund with old Kerry, old Hound Dog Kerry's son? Yeah. And so the amount they would get off of that would be the commission for the investments and all that, you know. So maybe they're going to split, you know, I don't know, what, 100 million, 200, you know, whatever it is, 10%, 5%. 4%, whatever you got. Go out tonight, ladies and gentlemen, after the show. Go out tomorrow and get you some more food. Get you, if you don't have water purification or water filtration equipment like a Berkey filter or the top quality filters that will take out viruses, take out bacteria, parasites, and chemicals. And that Berkey with the black Berkey filter will do that. But get whatever you want, check them all out, do all the things, and do the best you can. I also have a Katadyn Combi filter, which takes out a lot of stuff, but at the same time, I try to be redundant with water and have storage and have the oxygen, like the Oxy-7 stuff that will keep it from getting bad in a barrel or in a thing. You can also look at the prep books and all of that stuff, and you can use food grade, always food grade plastic, all right? And you can, per a gallon, you can put a certain number of drops of unscented, like Clorox bleach, unscented, a few drops, you know, maybe it's 6 to 10 drops, something like that. But look it up. Don't trust what I have to say. Look it up for yourself. You can go to Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale. She can tell you all about that. You can look at other places, too. No Such Thing as Doomsday. Hoag's book. You can look at all kind of good books, you know, and out there. And then Emergency Essentials. All the different places. NitroPack.com. The one that you could call Ready Made Resources. You can click right through on Steve Quayle's site to that, all right? He may still have some freeze-dried food down there. He also, years ago, I bought Level 4 vests off of him at a good price when he advertised on Bo Greitz's radio show years ago in the 90s, all right? So here's the deal. We got a battle of good versus evil. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Woe. But you see, it's going to get so bad that if the time were not shortened for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. And that's Lord Jesus' words. Yes, our Father in heaven can do things. Yes, Jesus can do things. Yes, there could be revival, but Jesus doesn't say that at the time of the beginning of sorrows, which we already seem to be in based upon what he tells you is the beginning of sorrows. He doesn't tell you then that there's going to be a revival. What he does, he goes on through that and he goes through Revelations until the battle at Armageddon with the 200 million man army and all the locusts and all the wild stuff that the devil tries to throw. at the Lord and at his angels, the Lord's angels. And when that is defeated, then Jesus has victory on this planet. Then there's going to be a marvelous feast. Then there's going to be a marvelous renaissance and rejuvenation of the planet. But we're not in the beginning. We're not in really the middle. We're in closer to the end. Because I can read it, and I have read it to you, and I was charged with reading you those things. And I've been doing it for 16 years because the Lord Jesus wanted you to be made aware by a watchman that would tell you the truth, Brother Steve Quayle. He's been telling you the truth since the 90s. Look how much stuff Steve has talked about that's come true, that he talked about in 94, 95, 96. I pray again tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I pray, Lord Jesus, will you go to President Trump? Will you restore him to full health? Will you give him the medical miracle and remove him from that hospital and restore him out to his home or into the White House and put good people around him that he can trust? Because I do not think that who he's got currently in most places around him are the best people to have. A few of them are. May you protect his wife, Melania, and restore her to health, Lord Jesus. Give her a medical miracle. Will you protect the rest of his family? And for that matter, Lord Jesus, everybody listening to this tonight or tomorrow or whenever, Lord Jesus, will you go to everybody who has a need in this audience? And will you go, Lord Jesus, to them and provide them medical miracles or financial miracles? Will you then get them the job that they need, you know, driving the truck or working in the store or whatever it might be? Will you heal them, Lord Jesus? Will you give them the medical miracle that restores them instantly? Or very quickly, as it be thy will. You can do, I talked about an EMP based on a nuclear EMP. You can do the same thing with the cyber attacks. It's not quite the same because it doesn't do and knock out as many of the automobiles. Although you could hack some of the automobiles' computers. And you can do it through the OnStars, the different things like that. They've proven these new computers. You could sit behind a computer and a car that's got all that stuff, one of these, you know, self-driving cars, and you could even go into those and make them turn and go up into the ditch or something. They even used to have that on TV where they'd show you how to do it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, get Steve Quayle's final warning. The streaming broadcast event, October 16th and 17th. Go to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, and click on that and order the self-streaming or the registration so you can get it when it comes on. Also the books. Also, Cascadia is the big one, and yes, it will be. You got a lot of volcanoes up there. And I think about Brother Greg Evenson, and I think about Henry Gruber. And I think about the stuff that they talked to us about. And I would tell Brother Greg tonight, Brother Greg, man, I'm glad you trained a whole lot of people all over the United States with your strong ability and your castle defense program. And Brother Gruber, you were amazing. You walked this planet, walked all of the places of evil to try to re-get them back for the Lord, to intercede on his behalf all over this planet. And you gave some amazing predictions and prophecy. Dmitry Dudeman did the same thing, and we're similar areas right now. This stuff is starting to dovetail and come to fruition. But I thought it ironic. Irony is sure there, because you got Sleepy Joe from the basement out talking about Buy America, we're going to create jobs. Trump destroyed all the jobs. If you look at today's job report and dive into it, I heard Larry Kudlow do this, and you look at that today, ladies and gentlemen, you will see that one of the problems why there's so much unemployment is because a large number of the school teachers have not gone back to work because the schools are not open, so they are counting them as totally unemployed right now. And then if you dive into this thing, that actually black unemployment rate came down and is still improving, even on this jobs report. The reason that what Biden talked about, well, the labor participation rate is bad. Well, during Obama and Biden, that thing was terrible. We had 20-30% unemployment back then. Because that was based on participation rate. So all the things he said he was going to do with COVID, Trump has already done all of that. But now you see all these guys, now the vaccines, then the big pharma, they're coming into the picture. They don't like Trump because Trump is lowering the prices on all their stuff, you see. They had a good game all the years. If you go to the Capitol building, there is a painting that was done like in a mural somewhere in the dome that shows Big Pharma or an RX on a briefcase with money coming out of it, giving it to a committee. Don't go into there, Luciferian knife down a pie. Stand up for your family. Stand for Lord Jesus. Our mom, back to family. Get a food. Back to home. Mighty men and women about our user high technology. Frank blows. We'll be right back.